This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on important aspects of the 19th G20 summit. The participants are Mahesh Sachdev, former ambassador, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
International groupings have become one of the most important platforms to contemplate, debate, and find solutions to global problems. It is where the world comes together and discusses its future. India has raised the bar of hosting and successfully completing such events, with the most recent being the presidency of G20, and now as a true global partner and ally and friend, India is playing a vital role in the Troika to prove the ethos of one world, one future and Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam to the whole world. To discuss about the focus areas of the 19th G20 summit being held in Brazil, which is also being attended by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, we have with us Ambassador Mahesh Sachdev. Welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Pleased to be here.
So the theme of the 19th G20 is building a just world and a sustainable planet. What is the importance of this theme and how do you feel that this theme is going to affect our common future?
I think it encapsulates two very important themes which world is coping with. Today's world is not just. There are wars being waged, there are economic hegemonies, and there are muscular attempts to browbeat smaller or less powerful countries and impose the status quo and perpetuate it. The geopolitics of the world is in ferment. New alliances are being conceived and rejected and so on. Similarly, sustainability of the world system has become more tenuous, difficult to pursue, as COVID-19 showed, as the climate change related challenges are upon us, as new issues such as desertification, such as illegal migration and so on show that anthropogenic issues, developments are causing much of the misery and permanent damage to the global ecosystem, be it atmosphere, be it oceans, be it forests, flora and fauna. Species are vanishing forever and the global consumption has become an end in itself. So sustainability has taken a backseat. Now, as they say, if you don't respect the history imposes itself on you. So unless in good time we take remedial measures to prevent these two issues going out of hand and doing irretrievable damage not only to the human race but to the global ecosystem altogether, we would and our future generations would regret it deeply.
So you've just talked about new alliances being forged and the irretrievable damage that might happen to the human race and to the future generations that come in. In this context, how important do you feel are the focus areas of the 19th G20? If you could please explain.
Brazil is one of the very large countries by area and it very much epitomizes the various themes that it has itself chosen as both victim as well as beneficiary. For example, Brazil's rainforest is the biggest carbon sink left in the world. Yet the deforestation by the commercial operators below the radar of these tropical forests is also a scandal, which has been going on for decades. So it's Brazil has a good example on either side. And in President Lula da Silva, the current president of G20, we have a person who has championed these causes, be it sustainable development, be it Aborigines welfare, be it greater equity, greater socialist tendencies. He has been to jail, he has had been a labor leader, and there has been a big gap between his first presidency and second presidency, where he was subject to a bit of strong-arm government tactics. So all that has created a persona who is now ready to extend his belief beyond Brazil, to the global fora such as G20. So I think that's where, at a conceptual level, the context of the event that unfolds today lies. I should add here that G20 presidency would end on 1st December. So he has just 10 days to show and wind up. But through the year, Brazil has been active in promoting G20's themes that it has chosen. It calls G20 social, has been added to G20 during its presidency. That shows its commitment to societal welfare, and it has involved all sort of NGOs from Brazil as well as the rest of the world to promote those themes that President De Silva has chosen for G20. Here, one would particularly emphatically place his commitment to social welfare, to creating a more balanced economic model, and to for greater equity across the genders, across various races within Brazil, and now within the world. So this more grease to his elbow.
So you've just talked about how important it is for the world to tackle these problems as one. And talking about being a champion of human rights and upholding the values of holistic sustainability, what do you think is India's role in the international grouping of G20 and as a friendly ally and the one country which has been seen as the leader of the global south?
I think India comes considerably significant credentials. We are the largest country by population, and that bequeaths us our own legacy, historically, economically, and otherwise, socially. We have brought up, during the past 10 years, 270 million people out of the poverty, which is the largest such number in the world. And the models that we have created are harmonious socially as well as naturally. They are not as energy intensive. In fact, they lead to more elegant use, more efficient use of resources. For example, UPI, for example, direct benefit transfer, for example, use of renewables, and so on, mass transportation, etc., etc., that we have promoted in India as a role model for much of the South. Not only South, perhaps the rest of the world as well. But as resource poor, population rich, South needs role models to sustain its drive for greater equity, balanced development, and sustainability. I think India's own experience in a democratic ethos, in a largely socially balanced growth, can work for across the border. And this is where I would like to cite India's own experience and its relevance to not only Global South, but also to the world at large. As we combat overconsumption, as we combat overuse of natural resources, and as we combat increasingly use of science and technology for purposes which are not in harmony with the nature.
Sir, how important is the G20 grouping in today's context, and what is the need for modernization of these international groupings? How much has been the need felt, and what are the challenges that are coming in its way?
I tend to look at it at a two different level. Across the globe and through the human history in the last 100 years or so, a number of international organizations have been created which have performed in their own ways. For example, ILO is more than 100 years old. United Nations is 75 years old, but it was preceded by League of Nations, which collapsed. Similarly, Bretton Woods and other organizations such as GATT and WTO were created. There's nothing wrong per se in creating such organizations, but at the same time, these organizations, like human beings, are dynamic creatures, and they need to evolve with time to be relevant to the society and the world. Unfortunately, these organizations have not done so. in a way that should be commensurate with the huge churning of global changes. So we therefore need to work to reform these institutions. And in the second point, I would like to say that G20 was perhaps the last international organization created. And it was an acknowledgement during the Asian economic crisis that G7 countries of industrialized world were themselves unable to handle such crisis. And therefore, they needed to co-opt other operators to be able to do so. And G20 was born. G20 needs to succeed, and its success across the various agendas that bedevil human society, from climate change to desertification to illegal migrations to COVID-like pandemics, etc., would show that in a more equitous international organization born in 1999 is able to perform much better than the organizations who were born much before.
Let's listen to our correspondent Sakshi Singh covering the G20 summit in Brazil from Rio de Janeiro.
19th G20 summit has started today in Rio de Janeiro. The theme for this year's G20 summit is to build a sustainable and a just world. This theme syncs well with the overall agenda of G20, which is inclusive growth. Some of the major topics which have been discussed during year-long G20 summit negotiations and discussions have been sustainable development, movement-led development, climate change, energy transition, disaster management, and many anymore. A lot need to be seen that how the member states and the invitees discuss and negotiates on key areas to reach a consensus and bring about a successful declaration like last year's New Delhi's declaration.
As you've rightly said that not changing with time leads to redundancy, as has happened with many of the global groupings and other international organizations. India, on the other hand, raised some very important issues which were completely future-oriented, which were related to technology transfers, which were related to climate change, the digital economy, the Internet of Things, big data, and especially cyber security. How important do you feel would be for future presidencies or the presidency of G20, which is right now being held with Brazil, to raise these issues and not just raise them, but to take important steps on their implementation?
We have already conceded that organizations need to evolve to remain relevant to the contemporary challenges. Let's go back into history. And we Indians, through the history, till 1700, were either the largest economy in the world or the second largest economy, vying with China off and on. Industrial Revolution 1, Industrial Revolution 2, and Industrial Revolution 3 largely bypassed India. And the rest is history. We suffered because we were not able to leverage those technological advances. We nearly caught up with Industrial Revolution 3.0 when Internet, etc. were born. And we have a good track record of succeeding and becoming an important IT power now. Now Industrial Revolution 4.0 is upon us, and India is determined not to repeat history. And as you are aware, government and other stakeholders have taken steps to ingratiate ourselves.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Mahesh Sachdev. Thank you for enriching the discussion with your valuable insights and lucid explanations. Thank you for giving us your valuable time and coming to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on important aspects of the 19th G20 summit. The participants were Mahesh Sachdev, former ambassador, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-94044.